Tonight in Peterway Public Library in Marquette is the City of Marquette Community Services and Arts and Culture Division, which is often called by everyone the Arts and Culture Center. And they're giving out a set of awards, Arts Advocate Awards, to individuals, businesses, and groups in the area that have demonstrated a propensity for helping out the arts community. And with me is Director of the Center, Tina Harris. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for inviting me.
This is an annual event, isn't it?
Yes, this is the 17th year the city has given out their arts awards. And I really feel that it's one of the most important things, the Arts and Culture Division, one of the most important aspects of what we do is honoring artists. Mm-hmm. All of the recipients have been nominated by their peers, by the community, which makes it even more special, I think. And tonight's awards is also in combination with two very special exhibit receptions. We have the Lake Superior Art Association member show, which will be giving out awards tonight, and as well as a new exhibit called Icebreaker, which is showcasing work created by students in workshops both at the Marquette Arts and Culture Center and the Boniface Art Center in Escanaba. So kind of a display of what kinds of art instruction is happening in the region.
And considering the overall space you have available, I'll bet it's jam-packed with these two exhibits.
It is jam-packed. Yeah. It really, tonight is going to be very special because it will be a true celebration of the arts, performing, visual, literary. Mm. I think every discipline is really touched on.
You mentioned, Tina, that peers choose the winners of these awards. Are they the peers who are members of the Arts and Culture Board, or are there others who nominate people? How does that whole process work?
Well, actually, in the fall, we sent out a public release, a PSA, you know, asking for nominations. Okay. We advertised, please nominate who you feel our outstanding performer of the year. You know, who should we honor this year, or a visual artist? And the nominations came in. Those nominations are reviewed by the Arts and Culture Committee. The city has many committees, as you know.
Oh, yes.
And it really is. It's really wonderful to see all the people that were nominated, and the committee will all be on hand tonight to give out the awards. Most of the committee members are people that are very involved in the arts and culture mm-hmm. community, artists themselves, musicians, writers. So it's really artists giving to artists, and
kind of a people's choice in a way for the arts community.
No, you're absolutely right, and this is so unique because anyone's invited. You don't have to necessarily be someone that goes to all these arts events just to come out and say, hey, wow, you do great work. Thank you. And then you're probably going to meet someone else you've never heard before. For example, Kirsten Gustafson, who's receiving an award for Outstanding Performer. She's singing tonight. If you haven't heard her, come hear this woman sing.
I have, and it's worth hearing. Yes.
Yeah, she's our outstanding performer. Mm-hmm. So a couple of the recipients who are performers, we've asked, you know, well, let's have some entertainment while you're receiving your award. Another one of those would be Mark Flaherty, who actually is an NMU professor, mm-hmm. and Gretchen McKenzie. She's receiving our youth award, very talented young woman who has been chosen to go to Berklee College of Music in Boston. She's a recent grad from Marquette Senior High School, and she's receiving our youth award. We also have James McCommons, who's also a professor here at Northern Michigan University, our literary award.
Okay.
You know, Anit, if you don't, you might learn something about these people that you didn't know before. You know, their accomplishments are many, and they might be known locally, but many of them are known nationally as well. There's a special recognition award given out tonight to Carl Mayer, longtime arts educator and watercolor artist. Don't want to leave anyone out here. Cindy Engel. Really wonderful arts, you know, volunteer. She's an advocate. She's always there pushing music or Outback art show. Mm-hmm. We also have Ordock Brewing Company.
That's a new business in the area, isn't it?
Yeah, we'd like to we'd like to show that businesses can get involved in the arts. And, you know, some businesses really make it a priority. It's a part of their business plan. The Oradoc has really become an area for musicians, up-and-coming musicians, seasoned musicians. They've really invested a lot in their sound system. But they also display a lot of visual art in their upstairs and downstairs space. And that's always changing. So they've really made great efforts there.
Making a big splash, so to speak, right off the bat.
Yeah.
I had to do that. Sorry about that, folks.
It's going to be a wonderful evening, and actually, I think you're going to be there tonight.
That's right.
Public Radio's very own Stan Wright is receiving award for arts activists, and I think a lot of people probably don't know some of the things that you've been involved in throughout your history, that it's not just public radio, mm-hmm. which is a great gift to the community, but so many other things.
Does that round out the list? Was I at the end of the list there, or is there someone else?
There is one more, and this one's a fun one because he's usually the one thanking artists and interviewing the artists, but this would be Doug Garrison from the Doug Garrison Show.
Mm-hmm.
And Doug has really done a tremendous job, you know, getting artists performing, visual, any kind of festival, music, anything that's happening in the community. He gets them on his show, and it's really a labor of love for him. So for Arts Award for Community Impact, we're honoring Doug Garrison. And Tom Butchko is receiving our Visual Artist
Great photographer.
Of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful photographer. He's been a photographer since he was 10 years old.
Yeah.
Of course, he's in Canada somewhere taking photographs, so someone will be accepting the award on his behalf.
Okay, very good. This is going to be a lot of fun. Lots of great things to see, a lot of people to meet and get to know in the arts and culture community and beyond. And, of course, the music with Kirsten performing. I can't wait to hear her. She's always been a great treat to listen to.
Yeah.
Wonderful jazz stylings.
I think these people are very excited. Mm-hmm. I think some of them, you know, I think it's very important to them if people would come out and congratulate them. You know, this is a chance to honor the people that make Marquette a wonderful place to live. They've chosen to make our area their home, and we want to keep our artists here and for them to continue to make work here. And to do that, it's important the community thanks them and encourages them. There's a reception that begins at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
Reception goes from 5 till 7. There'll be food provided by Border Grill. Lots of food, punch, yummy, yummy homemade cakes. Am I enticing anybody out there? So it's going to be a really wonderful reception. And then the awards ceremony itself begins at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
And that promises to be highly entertaining.
And that'll be in the community room.
And that'll be in the community room. Mm-hmm. So the Marquette Arts and Culture Center is located in the lower level of the Peter White Public Library. Many people think that we are the library, but they don't realize that we're a city division, and we're actually renters from the library.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a wonderful partner. I mean, people walk into that library all day. So it's a great location for an arts center just because of the traffic. So I hope if you're out and about, you know, come on down. It's free. It's open to the public, and I'm hoping the chillier weather brings people in as well.
That's right. It should.
And this is the community's art center.
Yes.
This is not just for certain people. This is your art center. You know, your tax dollars make this art center happen. And it's a chance to get involved. We're also debuting our summer programs and workshops will be out today.
Oh, good.
And so it's a chance to find out, what classes could you take or what exhibits are coming up?
And they can sign up tonight for those courses if they have the opportunity to do so?
Exactly.
Great.
Or maybe you've always wanted to nominate someone and you want to find out how for next year.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely a chance to bring your family down and do something different, see what Marquette has to offer.
Tina Harris is director of the City of Marquette Community Services and Arts and Culture Division. And the center that is that division is down on the lower level of Peter White Public Library, bringing back the age-old concept of a community center-oriented library facility, which has been a tradition for generations in communities like Marquette. And again, the Arts and Culture Awards are being handed out at 7 p.m. this evening with a reception beginning at 5, all downstairs at the Arts and Culture Center. Tina, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.